Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and we've got Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the line with us this morning. Morning, Pat.
Morning, guys.
Hey, so obviously you dropped the first here at Philly. We go again tonight. Can you walk us through the idea that you've used a number of times, this opening starter, or sorry, game opener, or out-getter, if you will, whatever you want to call it. You know, Jared Koenig goes one inning. I think he only threw five pitches yesterday. And then you go to the pen. Take us through your thought process on why you like doing that.
Yeah, well, it gives the normal starting pitcher an opportunity to pitch the same amount of time, but not have to face the tougher part of the order as much. So, for instance, Bryce Wilson usually goes five or six innings, which is somewhere around 18 hitters, let's say. So now we take away one Harper at bat, one Schwarber at bat, because we use the lefty against them. So Wilson doesn't have to face them. Out of his 18, he doesn't have to face them three times. You got it?
Making sense now, right?
Hey, how about that Rhys Hoskins last night? I thought that was a pretty remarkable night for him. I know it didn't ultimately end the right way with a W, but pretty cool seeing just the Philly faithful give him everything last night.
No question. No question. It was a full house, and it was rocking, and they did him right. I mean, they treated him with such respect, and it just goes to show you what we have, you know, like a guy that people really respect as a human being. I mean, they've got a lot of great players. They had a lot of stars. They've spent a lot of money. But to recognize who he is, just it made me feel great. Great for him, great for his family. And then to have him come through the way he did, he stole a base, which is incredible, and hit a home run. It was great.
I heard you say after the game that had a nice chuckle after he stole the base. Why would that be funny that Rhys is stealing second base?
Really funny, because him and I are the two slowest here in the building.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the line with us this morning. Murph, I heard in the midst of the Chicago series, you did have a chance to get up to see Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, as your son is part of the Padres organization. So his team was right in town up there at the Fox City Stadium. That's pretty cool, and a great chance for you to get up there. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was an unbelievable stadium. The fans were fantastic. Yeah, great place. Erickson tells me about it all the time, our infield coach, Matt Erickson, who was there for so many years and from there. He brags about it, and it lived up to everything. What a beautiful setting.
How'd your kid do?
Did okay. Hit a couple balls hard, and he's doing well.
What's that relationship like then, Murph? I mean, do you ever reach out to him with tips or suggestions? Does he ask you, or do you guys just his business is his and yours is yours?
No, we're pretty close. Fortunately or unfortunately, I was a single parent raising him, and you know, he grew up in baseball. He grew up in the clubhouse, and it's we talk every day. Like, It's just part of our lives. I don't really coach him anymore. We do talk baseball, but it's not me talking down to him. It's us conversing. So we have a great relationship, and one that's more important to me than most things. So it's been wonderful. It's a great thing to watch.
So you're the one dad whose son wants to hear him talk about the sport. Yeah, any of us try to coach our kid, and they want nothing to do with us.
Yeah, no, that is the truth. It's said very often. Like, we don't have to talk every day, but he ends up calling every day, and we talk about things. I watch his games in the middle of the night, and you know, watch them on replay, and it's been a real joy, to be honest with you. And he's a classic overachiever, and keeps getting better and better, and it's fun to watch. And he's got a passion for the game, so he'll probably end up doing it for a while.
We'll keep rooting for him over here. Brewers and Phillies once again, 5:40 first pitch tonight. Thanks, Pat.
You got it. Thank you.